AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The FAA orders planes not to land for now at the San Diego airport because a man with a rifle is holed up in a rooftop apartment in a complex along the airport's approach path. Police Lieutenant Scott Wall says police narrowly escaped being shot when they got to the apartment to check a domestic call.
Rounds became came out from a room or a bathroom in the apartment through a door, nearly hitting the officers. So we're talking within inches of hitting the officers.
Streets have been closed, and people in other buildings in several blocks around the apartment building are being told to stay inside, away from windows. Five people have been stabbed outside a classroom and administration building at the University of California, Merced. AP's Paul Elias with details.
We know campus police shot the alleged attacker, shot and killed him, and we know that two of the victims have been taken to a hospital by helicopter for treatment.
There's no word on their conditions. Three others with minor wounds were treated on campus. More than 2 months after Fox Lake, Illinois Police Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz's shooting death touched off a massive manhunt, investigators say he committed suicide. Lake County Major Crimes Chief George Filenko says Glinowitz had been stealing money from the police explorers post that he ran.
Thousands of dollars were used by Glinowitz for personal purchases, travel expenses, mortgage payments, personal gym memberships, adult websites, facilitating personal loans, and unaccounted cash withdrawals.
Filenko says Glinowitz staged the scene to make it look like he was attacked, including a trail of his police equipment before he fired two shots, one into his bulletproof vest, the other, the fatal shot, into his chest. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 34, while the Nasdaq has lost 3. This is AP Radio News. Russian officials say the cockpit voice recorder from the Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt over the weekend, killing 224 people, was seriously damaged. Meanwhile, our Sagar Magani reports British government says evidence suggests a bomb might have brought down the airliner.
Some aviation experts have suggested a bomb blast was the likely cause. And while the government in London says it cannot categorically say what happened, it is concerned a bomb may be to blame. Britain is suspending flights to and from the Sinai Peninsula as a precaution, while sending aviation experts to Sharm el-Sheikh to assess security. The U.S. is ruling out a missile strike, with officials saying satellite imagery showed a heat source around the plane, suggesting a potential engine explosion or bomb blast. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Next month's Kennedy Center honors will go on without the Eagles. The band will be honored next year because member Glenn Frey faces surgery and a lengthy recovery. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.